Our research addresses one of the most pressing challenges in contemporary international business: the intersection of geopolitical shocks and organizational talent strategies. Sanctions may trigger a massive outflow of skilled professionals. This is commonly referred to as a brain drain. Brain drain may destabilize talent ecosystems and undermine firms' ability to sustain innovation and competitiveness. Prior research has examined macroeconomic consequences of sanctions and migration, but the firm-level implications for human resource management remain underexplored.
Hence, our research question: how does brain drain and sanctioned economies reshape firms' logics of human capital development? More precisely, we asked three sub-questions. How does brain drain influence firms' human capital strategies, particularly the balance between long-term capability building and short-term attraction measures? How does brain drain affect firms' approaches to human capital development? How does brain drain reshape retention strategies, moving from career-based incentives to emergency measures? Traditionally, human capital theory states that investments in education, training, and health yield measurable returns in productivity and economic growth. However, in the context of sanctions, these assumptions collapse. Firms cannot rely on predictable labor markets or stable institutional environments, forcing a shift from proactive human capital accumulation to reactive substitution.
We adopt a qualitative case study approach. We analyzed three IT firms from Russia of varying sizes: a large corporation, an e-commerce company, and a born global startup, including semi-structured interviews with top managers and secondary sources such as industry reports, media publications, and company documents.
Our findings reveal a profound restructuring of human resource management practices. Pre-sanctions, firms relied on global recruitment, employee branding, and university partnerships to secure talent. Post-sanctions, these pipelines collapsed due to restricted mobility and declining institutional legitimacy. Most training programs, leadership development initiatives, and innovation pipelines were suspended across cases. Remote work further complicated collaboration, weakening mentorship, and slowing knowledge transfer. This retreat from developmental investments signals a shift from human capital accumulation to its containment. Retention strategies collapsed into emergent measures. Firms abandoned career-based incentives in favor of monetary bonuses, salary hikes, and international relocation. Despite differences in size and resources, all firms exhibited a breakdown of the integrated human capital cycle. Attraction, development, and retention, traditionally mutually reinforcing, became fragmented and reactive.
For practitioners, our findings illuminate the strategic dilemmas faced by managers in sanctioned economies. The erosion of long-term planning capacity compels firms to prioritize survival over growth, reallocating resources from developmental initiatives to immediate retention tactics such as salary hikes and relocation. The departure of highly skilled professionals not only weakens firms' level capabilities, but also undermines innovation potential, slowing technological progress and economic recovery. Policymakers can leverage these insights to craft targeted interventions that mitigate brain drain and preserve critical human capital in strategic sectors.